Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
And this hour, we've got Dr. Liz Cruz coming up, and I haven't talked to her. I don't, maybe off the air real quick, but she, you know what I'm reading about her, what she's doing as a gastroenterologist, it's going to be interesting. It should be fun. We'll see how comfortable she is to go, you know, as far as we go here on the show. But I'm always willing to acknowledge a doctor who's doing good work. It's not a problem. This is not an ego thing at all for me. It's about bringing you healers, people that have recognized, acknowledged, and bringing the power to heal back to you. And it seems like very much like Dr. Liz Cruz is one of those. And we'll have her linked up. She's got two websites that we have. Well, I think it both dumps into what's called Healed Gut, HealedGut.com, so you guys can check that out. Second hour coming up.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build a new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the butter queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats, corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour, we're going back to the gut. Your gut, my gut, everybody's gut. What are we going to do to heal it? Because we know there's been a lot to destroy it. And of course, the seat of the immune system is there, the seat of production of neurotransmitters, endocrine function. My gosh, you want to get supplements that work? We talk whole food, but we got to have a lining that's intact. So we're going to talk about that with a gastroenterologist this hour. But someone who apparently has woken up and seen the light that, as I wrote about in Unlock the Power to Heal, the road to colostomy bags is paved with antibiotics and prednisone. Is there a way out of this mess? Certainly there is. I've been doing it for many years as a homeopath and here on radio, bringing the power to heal back to each and every one of you. And I get the sense that Dr. Liz Cruz really wants to bring the power to heal back to you as well. That's why we're going to feature her. And she's actually, gosh, she's got some amazing street cred. She joined the U.S. Navy to complete her internal medicine internship at the Naval Hospital in Oakland, California, and the University of California, San Francisco. She was deployed to Guam. I have to ask her about Kim Jong-un then, of course, what's going on there. But she was a staff internist at the U.S. Naval Hospital. I'm very impressed with her background. I'm very excited to have her on. We're going to get to her in a moment. But I want to go back to our opening of the show today, Superdon. By the way, welcome everybody watching on YouTube, RS Bell Media Channel on YouTube. We are simulcasting the Robert Scott Bell Show. Special shout out and say thanks to our friends at Organics. Used to be Epigenetic Labs. Organics, if I have, yes, here you go. I'm holding up and shaping the Magi complex, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. You know the gifts of the Magi. Gold happened to be maybe turmeric, okay? Great ancient spice. The Magi complex, taking that every day. Organics, and you can find out more about it at rsbreports.com, rsbreports.com. We'll get more into that in just a little while. But I want to harken back to the devastating circumstances yesterday in Charlottesville, Virginia. And as I said, I would go back and listen into the archive or watch on YouTube. Superdon will put the opener together for you, help you get beyond the Hegelian dialectic. I mean, Superdon, I know you love those two words together. They are playing the Hegelian dialectic for all that is worth, all that it's worth. Pit and left versus right, black versus white, anything they can do. And the question is, what are they trying to distract us from? Because anytime you're playing the opposite sides against each other, there's a synthesis that comes about that is not of your own making, but of an external creation by those overlords that want to keep you in their control, under their thumb. And that manipulation is not something we appreciate all that much here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So pay attention to that. Go back and listen to my commentary
on what's going on or what's going on and transpired in Charlottesville. Again, our heart goes out to all those that were affected, harmed, or killed in that incident. But again, I want to get beyond it, not become a victim and manipulate it into more violence, more extreme scenarios and responses that are unnecessary. Remember, you have a choice. You can participate as a victim. You can perpetrate a crime and continue this on, or you can step back and go, you know what? They can throw all the white supremacist parties they want. I'm not showing up. And of course, if you're an active participant or what shall we say, customer of the mainstream media that foments and feeds the anger and the rage, then it's very hard to rise above it. It's possible. It can be done, but you got to be very prayerful, very deeply connected to the source of all sources, not to be manipulated into the hateful, not even beyond rhetoric, but the actual violent actions that took place yesterday. But a lot of the violent actions are actually happening, unfortunately, from the medical community to innocent little babies. We mentioned the autism rate, the damage that is happening due to, vaccination. And the vaccine-induced inflammation, could it be a cause of obesity, a big cause of obesity? Now, previously, I'm just thinking, I've had, 1,500 guests here on the radio show over a lot of years. And how many gastroenterologists, Super Don, do you remember me having on the air? I can only think of one right now. Because it was like, why should I talk to a GI doc that wants to only...
No, you remember one more than I do.
I do? Well, you know who that one was and is? Is Dr. Andrew Wakefield.
Dr. Andy Wakefield. Right.
And we connected immediately from the first time we talked because I had acknowledged what he had seen in the study that was published previously on the MMR linked to autism, which again, he didn't say it caused autism in that paper that went around the world, became so controversial. He said there was a novel new cause of what he called iatrogenic inflammation, doctor-induced inflammation, within the inflamed guts of these kids, this iatrogenic enterocolitis. He found the same strain of the measles virus that was in the MMR shot. And he said, hey, we need to look into this. There's a problem because a lot of these kids are in the autistic spectrum. And so for that, they pilloried him. They destroyed his name. They removed his, they didn't destroy his name because his name is gold among our audience and many people who really appreciate his integrity and his courage to stand up. But the idea here is to recognize the cause of gastrointestinal inflammation. An article here now proposes that it might be inducing a lot of the obesity that we see, not just from overeating, but the corruption of the integrity of the lining of the gut itself. And of course, if you go to a traditional gastroenterologist, their basic tools are antibiotics and then prednisone until they nearly kill you with the prednisone and they have to start backing off. And their next effort is what? I'm sorry, I'm gonna introduce you to my buddy over here, the colorectal surgeon. We're going to resection your colon. Here's a colostomy bag. You can wear that forever. And they do this to teenagers. Am I exaggerating? Dr. Liz Cruz.
Hello. How are you?
Doing great. I'm so excited to have you on here. I know we haven't gotten a chance to connect prior, but I've been reading about you and your backstory. And I'm just so excited because the only other GI doc I've ever interviewed that has it all together is Dr. Andrew Wakefield. And he's been just... His name's been dragged through the mud by everybody who doesn't want to recognize the damage that vaccines are doing to the gut.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for being with me. And I thank you to your, I was a former brother-in-law. I don't know how, a former sheriff, a great guy we met. I wanted to give a shout out.
Yes, Terry.
To Terry for connecting us. And it's like I said, you're in my mind, already a gem, a treasure that someone who is woken up within the medical world and said, you know what, I don't want to cause harm. I signed on to be a healer to help people get well. I don't know, what can you share? We've got a few segments together today, but what can you share about your journey? I mean, what woke you up? What helped you to see the error of the medical ways and embrace some of the more holistic integrative methods?
Yeah, you know, it was basically, I opened up my practice almost 10 years ago at the end of this year. And I'd already been out of fellowship, out of my training for a couple years. But within the first year or two, I just started realizing that everybody that was coming in, I'd run the whole gamut of the tests that I was taught how to do as a gastroenterology fellow. Colonoscopy, endoscopy, all sorts of blood work, CAT scans, ultrasounds, MRIs, you name it. I was doing full extensive workup, even sometimes repeating some of these tests, prescribing medicines like crazy, because that's what I was taught to do. I can prescribe a medicine in my sleep. I can prescribe medicines, I mean, and prescribing them like candy. And people were still coming, not feeling well, being sick. You know, I do these workups, not really find anything specific, and they were sick.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't figure out what was going on. So, you know, I went to, at that point, I had started the practice with my partner, Tina. She was basically running the practice. And I just came to her and I said, I don't know what to do. These people, these patients, these poor patients, I'm running everything. I'm not really finding anything, prescribing medicines like candy, still sick. You know, she looked at me. She's like, I don't know. You're the doctor. But that's where we started our journey, probably about 8-9 years ago. And I was like, there's something missing. We started our journey and started learning, reading hundreds of books, going to seminars, just learning stuff that I did in medical school or in my training as an internal medicine. Or in gastroenterology.
Well, you served in the Navy. You've got a storied career, as I've been reading about. Very impressed with you. And yet, everything that you were trained at, allopathically, you know, pharmaceutically, et cetera, through the medical school. And I go back in Unlock the Power to Heal, the book I wrote with Ty Bollinger, to the Flexner Report of 1910. And that corrupted medical training and education from any form of holistic, integrative, natural type medicine to one that was solely petrochemical or surgical oriented. And, you know, at that point, the healers that went into medicine for the right reasons became trained, let me just say it, and it's offensive to some, trained dogs to write prescriptions for petrochemical synthetic toxic poison approved by the Fear and Death Administration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know what? I did not know. I mean, I feel like, I mean, I don't know if you would say I had blinders on or if we just got, I don't know. I did not know. We went in, you know, as these innocent little medical students to learn. One thing that I did know is that as soon as we started clinicals, we were being bombarded by pharmaceutical reps. You know, and again, we didn't know. I mean, they were like wooing us, taking us to dinners and, you know, giving us all sorts of little things. I didn't understand what was going on. And I'll tell you, in some of the reading that I did at the beginning when we started, I read a lot on a lot of Kevin Trudeau's books, and I was like, what? What is going on? And I was like, my eyes all of a sudden opened up, and I was like, this can't be.
Yeah.
This cannot be. But yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. That's how we were trained. I mean, we were just like little Pavlov dogs.
Dr. Liz Cruz is on board this hour. I'm so excited to have her on for the first time, and we've got her linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can find her website, Healed Gut, H-E-A-L-E-D, past tense, gut.com, which is great, which means that you've actually been doing things that are helping folks as opposed to what you were trained to do. And we're going to go more into that story, the backstory of how you got where you are this hour, and perhaps take on some of these news stories, the controversies of real cause in gastrointestinal inflammation and what results from that. And also, are you concerned, Dr. Liz Cruz, about being pilloried the same way Dr. Andrew Wakefield was, or you have a pathway to navigate that terrain and recognize, you know what, I'm going to stand against those people throwing stuff at me because I know I'm now doing the right thing? That's the question. When we come back, go to robertscottbell.com. Links are up in the show notes. We got a lot of healing to go on the show today. We'll be right back.
Revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, right. Ty Bollinger here from the
Hit. All right, cut traffic, Andy. Thank you. Liz, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, Dr. Liz Cruz, I am simulcasting the show for the second time ever on YouTube. So we have a video feed. They can't see you. They can see my studio and me, but they can hear us, just so you know. So there are some people watching and listening. And we can kind of talk off the record, but on the air in a different way for a few minutes while we're on the break. And again, very excited to have you on board, and look forward to one day hopefully meeting you as well. And I think what you're doing is very, very important because you're coming from within. Much like, you know, I mentioned Jack Wilson, the paleo cardiologist. He's taken some barbs as well, but he's been fearless in his you know, his stance. Of course, his wife is a doctor of chiropractic, is fearless, and they together are stronger. It sounds like what you and Tina are doing also has that strength for you.
Right. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, we've got a lot of exciting stuff going on, and you're right. I mean, Tina has given me a lot of strength, a lot of encouragement on this pathway, because I'm not going to lie, I was scared at first, and I was scared that I'd be shunned by the community, by the doctors that referred to us, and it was like a whole shift in mindset that had to happen in my head over the course of a few years. So yeah, it was scary, but I'm ready.
Well,
I'm ready to get out there.
A miracle is a changed consciousness, and I think it's a miracle, right? We're talking here. You've opened up to a whole different world, and you didn't run away from it. You didn't run and hide. You're embracing it and now taking it out. Again, I'm not saying it's going to be easy, because the pioneers, the first across, the track, are the ones that kind of get the worst. But you're not the first now. Although in GI territory, not a lot I've connected with over the years. You know, we have Dr. Steven Sinatra, who's a cardiologist, of course, and Jack Wolfson now doing his thing. And there are some others, the doctors that are featured in The Truth About Cancer, The Truth About Vaccines, and things like that. So the environment is shifting, and it's shifting rapidly. But it's no longer time to wait in the wings to see, hey, is it okay now? Is the water warm now? It's like, enough of that. We can't harm any more people. So I get the sense that you're there.
Yeah, I totally. I'm ready to go. So bring it on.
Okay. So those of you watching on YouTube, healedgut.com. Healed, H-E-A-L-E-D, gut.com is where you find her. And it's also linked up in the show notes. Super Don, are the notes up? I haven't even looked. I've been so busy with the show today.
Indeed they are, yes.
Okay. Any millennial spelling corrections we need to make?
I didn't notice anything at first glance.
Okay. I don't know.
So we got a comment. I just dropped it in Skype for you.
Okay. Let's see here. Lydia Bell, thank God Dr. Cruz has the determination to do her own research. Yes. Very nice.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. I think people need to be inspired. I mean, the profession has a bad name, and rightfully so. But, folks, it's not about collectivism. It's about individuals who rise up beyond it and make a change. And then eventually others will follow. Alternative Cancer Treatment Board Survivor, Dr. Liz Cruz agrees that vaccines cause obesity. Okay, yeah, we can roll with that. Great. So we are coming back in 30 seconds, and this segment is about 5 minutes, 20 seconds long, so approximately 5 minutes. It'll go pretty quickly. We'll just, you're doing great. It's conversational. We're getting to know one another. People are getting to know you and who you are, what you're all about. And we might go into the nuances of GI diseases, and I'll throw out my ideas, and you'll go, hey, that's right, that's wrong, whatever you feel, have you seen it, oh, that's interesting. And again, it'll be a great experience for everybody to hear our conversation. And then we have a nice longer segment after the bottom of the hour, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Stand by.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
What happens when you hear about a gastrointestinal doctor, medical doctor, that has apparently seen the light and seen, my gosh, you know what? It's not about drugging every gastrointestinal system that moves or doesn't. There are other ways to go. Well, of course, we get her on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and she's on for the first time. Dr. Liz Cruz is with us. Linked up in the show notes, and you can go to healedgut.com or link right through robertscottbell.com. Dr. Cruz, again, thanks for being on board on a Sunday afternoon or morning if you're on the West Coast. And again, a lot of fun for me to engage in this discussion with you, and we've only just begun.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Well, I want to laud folks that are doing good work. And my concern, of course, as I mentioned to you a little bit on the air and off the air, is the attacks that happen, particularly if you're on the inside. It's one thing if they throw barbs at a humble homeopath with an occasional bad attitude, which somebody says, you don't really have a bad attitude. Okay, maybe it's I pretend to have a bad attitude. But the idea is if you're a medical doctor and you say the things that might agree with a homeopath, oh my gosh, now that's beyond the pale.
Right. Yeah, it's true, because when I first started practice, there were things that patients would ask me about, and I would immediately, and I feel bad that I said this, but I didn't know any better. I'd immediately say, oh, no. For example, leaky gut, like, oh, no. That's not something that I deal with, or anyone that trained like me. You need to go to a naturopath. So that's true what you said.
Yeah, we've covered news stories about that where they're actually acknowledging, okay, there's a lot of discussion of the leaky gut, of course, colitis, Crohn's disease, irritable bowel, diverticulitis, et cetera. And in these stories, then they'll say, but medical doctors still believe that leaky gut isn't real. Okay, after all of that, they referenced about the inflammation of the lining of the gastrointestinal system, which is ultimately a monocellular lining, epithelial tissue. And my gosh, if you don't think there's leakiness when there's inflammation in the cell separation that occurs, I mean, I go to a car mechanic and he'll get this.
Yeah, well, I tell you, you know what? They absolutely know that that happens, okay? Because there are articles out there that talk about the gaps between the cells. They just don't call it, they don't want it. And I think at this point, they've come too far to like, you know, they've come too far to now agree, unfortunately, to agree with naturopathic, which is sad, but they've come too far to turn back and say, oh, you guys are right. It is leaky gut. That is the right term, but that's what it is. That's basically what it is. It's just the gaps between the cells. And there's plenty of articles in the gastroenterology literature that supports that. They just call it that.
Yeah, and the thing is, they need monopoly over, for instance, the term, right? And if y'all are using leaky gut, we can't use it. We have to call it something else, like enterocolitis, which, again, you can describe it, you can give it fancy names, but if it is what the basic description is, it is that, okay? Now, the question I have, again, when I wrote the chapter in the book, Unlock the Power to Heal, the road to colostomy bags is paved with antibiotics and prednisone, and I do talk to GI docs off the air that are not on the same page as us, and they'll sheepishly admit, yeah, I know, that's what we do, right? And so am I exaggerating in this case? I mean, I'm not saying it's the only reason that people get colostomy bags, but it's a big part of the treatment that leads to it.
Yeah, and typically that's in our patients, and our patients who have like Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis. I mean, those are the people that we typically, that we have what we call the big guns as far as pharmaceuticals, the medicines, the biologics, the prednisone, you know, the steroids. Those are the people that we end up having to treat with a lot of these medicines, and that could potentially end up at some point with a colostomy, you know, just depending on what their story, what their history is. And I tell you that for me has been difficult through the years. I mean, once I got started on this journey several years ago and I realized, oh my goodness, you know, the pharmaceutical industry is not what I thought it was. And I, you know, I started like feeling guilty prescribing medicines. And that's when I realized, oh my goodness, what am I going to do with my career? Because now my eyes have been opened to this other side and, you know, the more holistic, naturopathic, and I've learned how to prescribe medicines. That's all I know. And so it really was a shift in my mindset, and there's been guilt, you know, like I can't give this patient this medicine. Okay, I've got to figure out something more holistic.
It's very difficult when you wake up, and let's just say you had the support with Tina to make the leap and continue on, but there are those that don't have that support, and they have to go back, they feel like they have to go back, and they continue to prescribe knowing what they're doing is harming their patients. It, of course, violates the Hippocratic Oath if it's taken, and it causes a schism in their psyche, in my opinion, which is why I perceive there's a higher suicide rate in the medical profession than almost all other professions. The dental, of course, goes beyond it because of their interaction with mercury. But we've got a lot more to discuss, bringing the power to heal back where it belongs with Dr. Liz Cruz. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Liz, you're doing great.
Thank you so much for this. This is so much fun, and thank you so much for letting me come on. I love it. Thank you.
Well, Terry is like, you got to talk to her. You got to talk. I'm like, Terry, I like you. Okay, let's go. Let's see what's up. And, you know, as I found out, I was like, oh, man, this is really cool. So thank you for rolling with me and being in good humor here on the subject matter, because it's serious. But at the same time, you know, I always want to be warm and inviting for folks to hear this story. And for some, they need to hear it from an MD that's like, seen the light, right? And I recognize that, because we have kind of an authoritarian way of life in the West, unfortunately. It used to be in America, we didn't look to authorities to tell us what to do, but many people have, particularly with the MD-ity concept, right? And so your energy is great. It's beautiful. It's humble in that regard. You say, you know what? I had to learn. And that is so powerful. It can bring people to this probably, you know, better than I can do as a homeopath. So I'm grateful for you coming on board to do this with me.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you. I'm really excited.
All right. Let's see. So the vaccine issue, the obesity, the leaky gut. So we can go through some of the nuances of the actual inflammation of the lining. I'll talk about some of the things that I've utilized. You can talk about things that you found that have helped your clients or patients to get well. And yeah. Do you have a book coming out? I couldn't tell if that was the case.
Well, no, we have our book already came out, and then our son has a book that basically he took our book and put it into kid format. He's 11 years old, and his just came out, and we're getting ready to do some book signings for him here in the area in Phoenix.
Okay, do I have that in Healed Gut? Let me see if it's there.
Let me see if it's in Healed Gut. Hold on,
Is Tina listening, or is she watching the YouTube feed?
She's actually keeping the kids quiet.
Nice job. It's an important job. Very important.
Oh, yeah. He's at GenerationKai.com. GenerationKai, K-A-I, GenerationKai.com.
Okay. Super Don, can you find that? GenerationKai, K-A-I.com?
Okay.
And let's see if we can blast that out as well. We can maybe mention that in this next segment. How old is your son?
He's 11.
11, he's got a book out. This is awesome. I love it. All right, put that up there. All right, folks, enjoying hopefully the YouTube. By the way, folks, we're on the break. This is the commercial break. Normally, you'd be hearing our sponsor. So by all means, my question or my request to you watching on YouTube is to go to robertscottbell.com. You'll see banners up there. Say thanks to those wonderful companies that are doing good work, good products, good services that we actually utilize here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, including our friends at Organics. If you go to rsbreports.com, you'll learn about the gold being the turmeric, the frankincense and myrrh, their magi complex, which is great. And of course, CBD, plus cbdoil.com, our friends at CB Sciences. And we've done extraordinary. And Liz, I don't know if you have, Dr. Seen CBD and its impact on GI health. They've been promoting it because of the remarkable responses on seizure activity, which outside of a brain injury, most seizure activity I see is due to imbalances and dysfunction within the GI tract.
Interesting. CBD. I have to be honest, I have not. That's not something I'm too familiar with yet.
No worries. I know it's a long learning curve, but it's exciting. You know, it's like the good stuff. When you are excited to learn, you are engaged. Your mind is like, you're never going to get tired. You're going to go, oh man, there's so much more. This is great. So
we're absolutely.
All right, so this segment is nice and long relative for radio, 12 minutes and 20 seconds long coming up. So we'll be able to delve deeper in. And again, conversationally, you are doing so beautifully well for your first time with me on the air. I'm so impressed.
Oh, thank you.
All right, stand by. Here we go.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Remember, we got lots of events coming up. The next one is Detroit, Rozeal, the Cancer Prevention Convention. Ty Bollinger will be there. Doc Newsom, Dr. Daryl Wolf, Dr. Tony Jimenez, a medical doctor who treats cancer holistically. Absolutely great stuff coming up. If you want to check out the upcoming events, go to robertscottbell.com. And perhaps there'll be an upcoming event where we can include Dr. Liz Cruz. I'm liking her. And Liz, you're just amazing. The energy you've got coming through, people are really responding. KCJ, who's watching on the YouTube feed, says it's great when doctors acknowledge there are better ways to treat patients. Some doctors just stop learning and refuse to even explore something different. So what is it about your makeup, Dr. Cruz, that said, you know what, I'm not shutting down to this. I want to learn.
It's mainly just... I mean, like I tell my patients, I mean, I've had patients who come and tell me, I was seeing another doctor, and they said, there's nothing else I could do for you. Like, I would never, ever, ever say that about anything. There's nothing else I can do for you. There's always, always something more that can be done. Sometimes you just have to search for it. And so it was just trying to find find the missing link, or the missing links to what was going on when I started practicing medicine here in Arizona, and patients were coming back still not feeling good after I would prescribe them a ton of medicines and run all sorts of tests on them. So it was just not ever wanting to give up.
Mm-hmm. Well, we look at epithelial tissue, right? Epithelial tissue includes skin. It's the external epithelium. And of course, we have in regards to our GI tract, that epithelial lining all the way through it, on from the mouth to the planet Uranus, for those that you that like astronomy. The idea here is if we have inflammation on the skin, what do? Do we poison the skin? I mean, some people slather on petrochemicals like Neosporin. We don't have to do that. You know, we have recognized in modern medicine, they use silver-based medicines for third-degree burn care and wound care. Silver, oh my gosh, right? They say it's so dangerous, it's used when there's no skin left. And of course, I've utilized it in a GI way to heal, along with aloe vera, which is a beautiful botanical from the creator that also helps with epithelial healing. So there are a lot of ways we can go that don't have to resort to toxic petrochemicals. And I acknowledge and recognize here, I have doctors on the show from time to time, some regularly, that we say, you know what, the role of modern medicine in terms of allopathic FDA-approved drugs is, in a life and death situation, get somebody on it, get somebody off of it as quickly as possible. But not to put people on these medicines for life, because they were never designed to be that way, and there is no such thing as a drug deficiency disease for which that would be an appropriate treatment.
I agree. Completely agree. That is the goal. Look, we always tell our clients, our patients, and I say clients because we have a lot of online, we do a lot online, not, you know, people that are not necessarily here and seeing us at our physical practice, but we tell everyone, your body was made to heal itself. You just have to give it what it needs to heal itself. And unfortunately, you know, especially here in America with the standard American diet, we've poisoned our bodies. I mean, not just with our diet, but so many other things. But the diet is the main thing. And but we tell them, your body was made to heal itself if you give it what it needs.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I'm looking at a website. We were talking off the air to our YouTube crowd, and it's called Generation Kai, K-A-I. Your son's name Kai. How old is he?
He's 11 years old.
11. Now, I'm understanding from you that he has got a book out. About, is it about healing the gut? It's called Digest This Now for Kids.
Yes, it is. So basically, he took our book that we wrote, Digest This Now, and he basically translated it into kid language. I mean, where, you know, he's lived what we do because we practice it at home, and he wanted to take it and make it in a format that his friends could look at it and read it, you know, put pictures and just make it a much easier format. So it's digested. It's about the digestive system. It's about how we digest. It's about the things that we discovered on our journey.
11 years old. I'm going to have to get him on the radio. Is he up for speaking one day? Because I'm impressed.
Sure.
I love the, you know, the can-do attitude of that. You know, I've been hearing about what they call now Generation Z, I think. Super Don, was there another name for the post-millennials? Because my son is post-millennial, my daughter's post-millennial, and Kai at 11 years old also.
Well, yeah, you got Gen Z, and you've got, I think they call them the iGen.
The iGen, they're called as well.
Generation for like iPod or so much in technology.
The thing is, I'm learning about them. They are more entrepreneurial. They're willing to go out and do some stuff, and I'm just so impressed. And I haven't read the book yet. I apologize, but I'd love to check it out and see what the message from one kid to another is. And if we can educate them at an early age that they don't suffer from pesticide deficiency diseases either, we might get more kids on cleaner organic foods.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, one thing that we've been telling Kai, we tell his son, you're going to probably reach out, you're probably going to reach and touch more adults than we will, because they're going to be intrigued that there's an 11-year-old that's doing this. You know, your book, and because his book is so, I mean, not that ours is an easy read, but his is a real easy read, a lot of pictures and graphs and stuff like that. So we told him, you're probably going to reach more people than we will, just because of who you are and your age group.
Yeah. Super Don, let's add Generation Kai into the links in the show notes, if you don't mind, because I want folks to access it. I want, again, this kind of information getting out there, kid to kid or kid to adult. That's awesome. Now, one of the more controversial topics we cover here and probably anywhere is what used to be called the third rail, and maybe it's still the third rail of medical politics, vaccination. Now, as a homeopath for 26 or more years now, the healthiest kids I see are the least or the not vaccinated at all kids. And there's a lot of call for, we need a study that you know shows the health outcomes of those who are vaccinated, those who aren't. And I see, like another gastroenterologist, you know, the most controversial doctor in the world, his last name became a verb, Wakefield, to be Wakefielded. And that was a message, warning message to all doctors, don't you dare speak out against the third rail of medical politics. And I see vaccine injury and damage related to gut and, of course, neurological brain health as being a very severe issue. Of course, sending, like, if you've ever seen an autism child or anyone in the spectrum, it's very rare, if ever, do you see one with healthy gut.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, I tell you, in our journey, when we started, our eyes opened up on the vaccinations. We didn't allow, you know, we basically haven't had our twins. We have 8-year-old twins. They haven't received any of the vaccinations. Our son Kai was already born, and so he'd already received some. And even for me as a physician, you know, every year we're supposed to get our flu shot, and I always decline. I mean, there is no question in my mind that vaccinations have led to all sorts of induced things that shouldn't have happened as far as medical problems. And as far as the gut, there's no question. There's like, you know, this, you know, we really focus a lot on diet, nutritional overload leading to inflammation and you know, diabetes and metabolic syndrome and on it, obesity and on and on. But I believe that vaccinations also, you know, are responsible for a lot of the inflammation, which can in itself lead to so many things, including cancer.
All right. Well, Dr. Liz Cruz, let me ask you this. We still have a few minutes left, but you're acknowledging a lot of the causes, which I love that you acknowledge, because that's the first step. Like, okay, let's see what is causing the problems here. Then we can actually make an intelligent decision about treatment protocols or things that could actually get people out of crisis. Again, it's one thing when you're life and death. It's another when we've got chronic debilitating conditions that can be reversed subtly, slowly, but maybe rapidly over time. And, you know, as I've talked about, I utilize silver, aloe, homeopathic medicines, the trace mineral silica, being connective tissue critical, and other things. You might have stumbled upon or worked with others that have identified things that help the people that have traditionally normally gotten an antibiotic or prednisone to get out of that mess and move a different direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I know that there's so much out there. And, you know, and like I said, I feel like I'm learning. I wouldn't say a baby, but okay, maybe an infant or a toddler in this world, and I'm learning. I mean, but for us, what we have found to really work has worked miracles with so many of our patients as far as restoring their gut has been just really simple. We have really focused a lot on enzymes and probiotics. I mean, we're huge on enzymes and probiotics as far as restoring the gut, and of course also working with our patients and our clients with nutrition and their diet. But the enzymes have just been like, and the probiotics have just been a miracle worker.
Have you seen, again, this is your clinical experience, right? If it doesn't work, you're not going to continue doing it. I think there's a pragmatic practicality to it, but again, you acknowledge that even as a GI doc for over a decade, that you're learning things anew, so there's probably going to be a lot more that are going to be coming into your sphere of awareness, and that will alter and continue to develop your protocols.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, we are, like I said, modest, you know, already, our practice already we already get people that are being referred to us specifically because of our holistic approach, okay? And like I told you earlier, I was really scared about everything, all the changes that, you know, the stuff we were learning. You know, I knew that my mindset was shifting, and I was like just thinking, oh my goodness, you know, they're going to think, I mean, I hate to use this word, but they're going to think I'm a quack. I'm not going to get referrals from the doctors that are referring to us. And finally, about two and a half years ago, I decided, you know what, enough is enough, because I'm seeing people getting better with what we're doing. So I'm going to come out. And the minute we came out, we had dinner meetings with a lot of the referring docs. They loved it. And now we get people that are coming into us, even from outside of the Phoenix Valley, that are sent to us specifically because of our more holistic approach. And so, yes, absolutely. As we progress, this is a journey. We're evolving. You know, we'll definitely add more things to what we're doing. But, we've been able to do a lot with enzymes, probiotics, with detox. We do a lot with the diet, and we will most definitely continue to evolve as we move through this journey.
Beautiful. Well, I probably don't need to encourage you to continue. You're seeing what's happening here, but anything I can do to help you, guide you, from what I've learned over the 26 years I've been doing this, I'm happy to do so. I really love your energy and your sincerity, your humility.
Thanks,
all
Dr.
of the
Bell.
Things necessary to bring that healing back to your patients. And by the way, you doctors out there that do what Dr. Liz Cruz has done, you will find you won't have enough time in the day to see all the people beating down your door to come see you. This is a genuine transition that's on. And we're going to be talking with you some more, Dr. Cruz, in the future, if you don't mind.
Oh, absolutely. For letting me be on the show, this has been an honor and a privilege. Thanks
all right.
so much,
Look
Dr.
out
Bell.
For Bears in Yellowstone next.
What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Cancer to your doctor.
All right. Dr. Cruz, you still there?
Hey, Dr. Bell. I'm here. I'm here.
You were great. Just so sincere. And again, that was the energy I was feeling. I think people are really going to love it. And again, I love that you're just, open to this whole new world of healing. And I'm sure, like I said, Tina's done great work, great things with you. Connect to this. It's only just the beginning, honestly. Man, oh man, where you can go with this.
Can't wait. We're excited. And again, thank you so much for this opportunity. I hope that we'll have more opportunities with you in the future.
Yeah, let's figure out a time we can chat off the air by phone or however, just to catch up and follow up to see, again, if there's anything I can do to assist you. But yeah, a lot of people are going to learn about you now that didn't know about you before over the next few weeks to months, because a lot of folks just download these shows and pass them around after the fact.
So great. It's such a great thing you're doing. So thank you again. Really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks to Tina and thanks to Terry Allen. When you talk to him next, I'll catch up with him as well.
Okay. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right.
Thank you.
See ya. So you got it. You added that Generation Kai?
Yeah, it's all taken care of.
Good. I'm just very impressed. 11-year-old that has done that. I love that. That again, I just see the Generation Z leapfrogging the millennials if they're doing this at 11, we'll see. We'll see where it goes.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.